Kinalak, this mindset takes place in the time of the Alter Rebbe's father, and his name was Reb Baruch. And they called him Reb Baruch Batlin. A Batlin means a person that doesn't do anything. Reb Baruch Batlin. But there are two kinds of Batlonim. There are two kinds of not doing anything. One kind is a person that just doesn't do what he should do. Lazy. They don't do anything good. Chas v'shalom, this is not the kind of Batlin that Reb Baruch was. Reb Baruch was a big tzaddik, and he was a big Talmud Chochem. And like the Torah says, Adam la'amal yivaled, a person is created to work, to try hard. You guide to a matzasa, you try hard in Torah, and you learn, and you do mitzvahs, and a person should be trying all the time to do good things. This is what the Torah wants. Reb Baruch Batlin, of course, Kinalach, was doing what the Torah said. In which way was he a Batlin? In Weltische Sachen, worldly things. In other words, he was so busy in Torah and mitzvahs and learning and davening with Kavanah and doing Avos Yisrael and helping people that he was not interested in worldly things. What's worldly things? Eating delicious food and wearing fancy schmancy clothes and going to fun places to have fun and sightseeing and going on fun trips. Now, I'm not saying, Kinalach, that you shouldn't do these things sometimes. There's a place for, of course, nice clothes, and there's a place for good food, and there's a place for going on trips and having fun and having toys. But a person that is so involved in Torah and mitzvahs, like a tzaddik, and like Reb Baruch, the Alter Rebbe's father, it just, he's not interested. Now, Reb Baruch Batlin lived in a building in his town. A few apartments were in this building. Now, this building had an owner and the owner's wife, and they lived in an apartment. They used to live in one of the apartments. However, it happened one time that both the owner of the building and his wife passed away. Within the same time, they both passed away within a very short time, one from the other. And the man's name was Avigdor Tuvia, and his wife's name was Gittel. And the apartment was left empty because they had no children. Rabbi Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel, they lived together in the apartment, but when they passed away, it was empty because they had no children. However, a strange thing started to happen from their apartment. One night, Reb Baruch Batlin was up late learning Torah in his apartment, and all of a sudden he heard screaming and yelling and shouting and strange noises. And he had never heard such a kind of a noise before. It didn't sound like people. It didn't sound like grown-ups or kids. There were voices. But what was that? Well, Kinalach, other people in the building also heard these voices, and people came out in the hall, and everyone was saying, "What is that? What's that noise? Where is it coming from? Is it from the street?" They looked out the window. It wasn't coming from the street. "Is it coming from behind the building?" It wasn't from behind the building. "It sounds like downstairs." They went downstairs. Sure enough, it was coming from the apartment of Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel that had passed away, that was empty. This noise was coming out of an empty apartment. It sounded like many, many voices screaming and yelling and shouting and banging. How could it be from their apartment if it's empty? Well, one of the people said, "Let's have a look inside." Well, it was locked, but there was a keyhole. In those days, they had a keyhole, and they had a key that they used to put in the hole. And he says, just for Not because, you know, you're not supposed to look. If a door is locked and there's a way to peek through, it's not nice to peek through and go spying on people. The Torah says you shouldn't go and look where you're not supposed to look. But over here, they were just concerned about what was going on, and maybe for the safety of everyone. So one of the people that lived in the building decides he's going to look through the keyhole to see what's going on in that apartment. Well, first they tried to knock on the door. Maybe who's ever inside will let him in. Maybe there's some trouble going on. The door didn't open. He looked through the keyhole, and all of a sudden, he started to scream, and he ran away, ran down the hall, and he ran into his apartment, and he started to hide under his bed, shaking. Oh, what did you see? Everybody ran after him. What did you see? I saw, I think it was Shin Dalits. I never saw him before. Strange-looking creatures, not people, but there was something in there, strange noses and eyes and ears and teeth. Oh, I don't know what it was. They were jumping and making noises and screaming. I never saw such a thing that looked scary. Shin Dalits. Oy vey, what are we going to do about that? What should we do? Well, everybody was afraid to go in. We can't go in. We're not going to chase them away. Well, Reb Baruch Batlin, Kinalach, said to the people, go back to your homes and we'll think what to do. But, you know, maybe they'll go away. Maybe they'll go away. After all, they just came. Maybe they'll leave. Who knows? They're not coming out. They're not coming out the door. Let's go back to our homes and we'll think about what to do, and maybe they'll go away. People went back to their homes, Kindalach, but that night people couldn't sleep. The Shin Dalits were jumping and screaming, making noises and banging and crashing, and there was such a big tumult going on there, you couldn't even sleep. And neighbors started packing up their suitcases. We're getting out of here. We're moving out. We're going to move out. And people started moving out with their suitcases, with their things, packing up. They were afraid. We're going to go find another place to live. We're moving out right away. They took the babies and the blankets and they started leaving with everything. Pots and pans and the furniture. And they were afraid. Well, Reb Baruch Batlin was concerned for the whole situation. And he decided he's going to go to his Rebbe. And his Rebbe at that time, his name was Reb Yoel Baal Shem. Reb Yoel Baal Shem was the Rebbe of Reb Baruch, and he lived in the town of Zamach. Reb Yoel of Zamach. And he told Reb Yoel what's going on. He told him about all the noises and the Shin Dalits, and everybody got afraid, and people moved out, and people can't sleep at night, and even the goyim are complaining about all the noise. And Reb Yoel, he says to Reb Baruch, he says, Reb Baruch, tell me something about the people that lived in the apartment where the Shin Dalits are. Well, Reb Baruch says, their names were Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel. They passed away some weeks ago. And Reb Yoel says, but what kind of people were they? Tell me about how they lived, what kind of things they did, how they were, what kind of people they were. Well, Reb Baruch says, let me start with the good, but since you're asking me and I have to be honest with you, you're my Rebbe, I have to tell you everything. The good is that Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel, they gave tzedakah, they helped people, they fed hungry people. Avigdor Tuvia went to shul to daven, and he learned in his shir, and they kept Torah mitzvahs as well as they could. However, they did have a certain problem, and everybody knew about it because since you lived in the building, you couldn't help but hear sometimes what went on in there, and it was a very sad thing to hear. What happened? the way they spoke was very, very not nice. Sometimes they yelled and they screamed at each other. Of course, nobody wanted to cause any trouble to go in and see what was going on. I mean, you know, you just can't go in and say what's going on necessarily. Maybe somebody did, I don't know. But they were yelling and they were screaming, and the kind of language they used was not nice. And other times people came to their house, and sometimes Avigdor Tuvia and his wife, the way they spoke to the people that came into the house also wasn't nice. They got upset, they got angry, and they let it out in words. And they said certain things that made people feel bad. Sometimes a person went into their house happy and they came out crying because they felt bad about what was said to them. And Rabbi Avigdor Tuvia and his wife, unfortunately, were many times speaking Lashon Hara, saying about this one what happened, and about this one and that one what happened. You know, Lashon Hara is, even it's true, but it's not nice about a person, you're not allowed to say it. That's Lashon Hara. Even if it's true, but it's not nice, it's Lashon Hara. They would speak Lashon Hara. And Rabbi Yael Baal Shem asked, what about their children? What happened to the children after they passed away? Well, they didn't have any children. And they left their house empty. And that's where the Shin Dalads are. And Rabbi Yoel said, aha, that's what it is. Like it says in the Torah, when a person does a mitzvah, or when you speak good words, you create good malachim. When you daven, when you say Tehillim, when you say words of Torah, and you speak nice words of Av Yisrael, good malachim are created from your words. But if chas v'shalom a person, he does chas v'shalom avedis, or he speaks not nice words, or words of avedis, or in a mean way, or lashon hara, and all of this screaming and yelling, so not good malachim are created through these kinds of things. And so it seems, Rabbi Yoel said, that Reb Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel, they did not do tshuva in their lifetime before they passed away. Because when a person does tshuva, now what is tshuva? Tshuva is two things. Number one, they ask Hashem to forgive them for what they did wrong. And if you did something wrong to a person, you ask the person to forgive you also. And you speak out words to Hashem to ask Hashem, I'm sorry. Like in the davening, there's parts of the davening where we say, I'm sorry that I did something wrong. And then a person has to feel. A person has to feel what's called charata. I'm sorry I did what I did. Because just like the malach that he makes has a body and it has a life. The body is the thing that he did wrong, and the life is all the chayis, all the life force that he put into it with what he did wrong. So the tshuva has to also get rid of the body and take out the life, the nefesh of the Aveda. So when a person speaks the words and he says tachnun, or and he says I'm sorry to Hashem, I'm sorry I did the Aveda, this gets rid of the body of the malach. And when he feels sorry in his heart for what he did, and of course decides he's not going to do it again, that gets rid of the life of the malach. And that's tshuva. It wipes out the malach. Finished. Like a sword. Pop, bang, goodbye. No more malach to chas v'shalom be there for your aveda. But if a person does no tshuva, these malachim can stay there. And the malachim, if the person goes on doing the aveda, they can get more koyach, they can get bigger and stronger and fatter, and they can even come back and do things against the person. And even after the person dies, as we see by Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel, these malachim were left in their apartment. They came from their speaking. They were created through their words. And Reb Baruch asked his Rebbe, is there anything we can do to get rid of them? The whole neighborhood is disturbed. So Reb Baruch said, I'm sorry, Reb Yael said, so Reb Yael said, you know what? Mida keneged mida. These malachim were created through bad words. We're going to wipe them out through good words. Avigdor Tuvia and his wife are not here anymore to do the tshuva. Whatever has to happen in the other world will happen for their sake. But as far as we're concerned in this world, we're going to go in there with good words into that apartment, with halakha words, words of Torah and Tefillah. We're going to wipe them out. So he says to Reb Baruch, make a minyan, take a minyan of men with a sefer Torah, go into the apartment and daven in that apartment. And in that apartment, you're going to say words of davening, words of Tefillah, and learn words of Torah, and say words of Tehillim, halakha words from the Torah. This is going to wipe out these malachim that come from the bad words. And it'll cleanse and purify and make a good place out of that apartment. And now Reb Baruch leaves Reb Yael in Zamach, and he comes back to the place that he lived in his town. And while he was away, a very strange, interesting thing happened. Because not only Jews were being disturbed by these shindalas, but also Goyim. The Goyim also couldn't stand it. And they also found out that there were shindalids that were in that apartment. And they ran to the church to tell the galach, oh, there's shindalids in the apartment over there on that street. And they're disturbing us at night. We can't sleep. And it's scary noises. And we look in the window sometimes and we see scary faces. And the fiery eyes and big teeth and big noses and scary shindalas. And we're so afraid to live there. What should we do? And the Galachim made a meeting of Galachim to discuss what to do. And they're talking about what to do. And they say to the people, to the Goyim in the church, okay, we Galachim are brave. And we will get rid of those shindalids. And tomorrow morning, we will go and we will get rid of them. Tell everybody in the neighborhood, they have nothing to worry about. We will get rid of those shindalids, no problem. And so the next morning, the galachim from the church, they came dressed up in their galach robes. And around their necks, they put their biggest salems. And they carried salems in their hands. And they took their holy pictures, whatever they had, something called holy pictures. And they said whatever things they say. And shaking and scared, the Galachim were shaking and scared from the shindalas. They made a group of Galachim across the street from the apartment. And people knew from the neighborhood, they saw at their window also that these people are coming. And the Goyim all came out in the street to see what's going to happen. The Yidden didn't want to be there with all these Galachim, but they're looking out the window to see what's going to happen. So there are hundreds of people looking out of their windows from their houses and their apartments and people in the street that were passing by to see what's going to happen. And the Galachim were shaking, should we cross the street and go close to the apartment there? No, we better stay over here across the street. Well, maybe we should just go on the sidewalk and near there. Should we go inside? No, go inside. No. Don't go inside. Oh, it's too scary to go inside. Let's just stay by the window and we'll lift up our salems and we'll say words and for sure those shindalas will disappear because we have our talims and we have our galach things. And of course, we're galachim, so we have the power to get rid of the shindalots. And the goyim said, yeah, go ahead. Oh, okay, we're going. And the galachim go over there by the window and they lift up the talims and they start to say words and all of a sudden, all these shindalots, they come to the window and they break the window and they stick their heads out the window and they look at the Galachim making faces and the Galachim start screaming, aah! And they're so afraid And the Galachim ran home or to the church, and they go hiding over there. If they went home, they go hiding under the beds in the closet, they're screaming and crying and shouting. They were so afraid. And they ran away. And inside the apartment, you heard all this laughing from the Shindalids, laughing at the Galachim, how they scared the Galachim. Hey, we scared the Galachim. Yeah, we scared the Galachim. We scared them. Yeah. And they're making all these funny jokes about the Galachim, how they scared them. And they're making a big party over there, singing and dancing, patting each other on the back, squeezing each other's noses and all that kind of thing, which Shindalids do, poking each other in the big stomach that they have over there. And laughing, yeah. And just after that, as people were almost ready to go home, Reb Baruch came with the minyan. Because they came from the shul to make a minyan in that apartment. Of course, the people had not known what's going to happen with Reb Baruch and his minyan, because he had just come back from Reb Yoel. And now they see a minion of Yidden coming down the street wearing tefillin and the talesim and carrying a sefer teda. And the goyim say, what's that? Well, who's that? The Jews with the black boxes on there and the tablecloths with strings. What's going on over here? What's this? What are these Jews coming? And it's a beard with a black box with a tablecloth with a string. They're coming. What? And some goyim say, well, that's Jews that came from the synagogue. They're dressed up for their kind of davening. And I think it's called a talis, and it's called a tzitzis. Yeah, tzitzis. And on the top of the box is called a tefillin. I think it's a tefillin. Yeah, tefillin. I heard once it's called a tefillin. Yeah, tefillin. Now, on the head's a tefillin. If you look closely, on the arm is also a different box. Also a tefillin. Two tefillins. I don't know why two. Why not one? Why not three? They have two tefillins. That's how they wear it. And that's a Torah. You know, it's a Torah. They wrap it up also in a talis. It shouldn't show. And the goyim say, where are they going now? By this time, the Yidden lahavdil, they saw the Yidden coming from the shul. And they come out in the street. So the goyim are standing over here. The Yidden is standing over there. And the goyim start talking. Well, the Galachim got scared. These Jews for sure will get scared. They won't get rid of the Shindalas. If the Galachim for the church didn't get rid of them, what do you think? A Jew with a beard with a tefillin is going to get rid of a Shindalas? What do you mean? And now the Yidden come across the street and they come to the window. And the Shindalas don't come to the window. You can hear them in the house. And now Reb Baruch says to the minyan, we're going to go inside. Ooh, the goyim say they're going to go inside? Ooh, aren't they afraid to go inside? And one of the Yidden heard the goyim say, are you afraid to go inside? And he turned to the goyim and say, we're only afraid of one thing in this world, Hashem. Hashem even creates these shindalas, you know. Why should we be afraid of these shindalas? Everything comes from Hashem. We're not afraid. And we're going with the koyach of our Torah. And we're going with the koyach of Hashem, whose kedusha is in this sefer Torah. Hashem's helikite is with us. And the goyim are watching, and the yidden are watching Lavdil, and Reb Baruch, and the minyan, they go inside. And people are peeking through the window, the people that were brave enough to climb up to see what's happening. And the minyan now goes, and they opened up the door to the apartment. They got the key. They opened up the door, and now they go inside. And as soon as they get inside, the Shindalas start screaming and yelling and making scary noises, and everybody outside was so afraid. But the minyan, they did not run away. They came into the apartment. And the Shindalas are jumping and yelling and screaming and trying to scare them. And none of the minyan ran away or was scared. The chazan went to the front where the chazan goes. They put the sefer teda in its place, in over there. One of the pieces of furniture that was big enough to hold the sefer teda, they made it into like an arna kodesh. And now the chazan starts davening. The davening. Hoidu Lashem Kirovishboy. And everybody takes the siddur and starts davening. And all of a sudden, as soon as they start davening, the shindalids, all of a sudden, they screamed and yelled and they started running and they smashed into the walls and through the windows and they smashed through the windows and they went outside and they ran away from the apartment and outside everybody was screaming and yelling, yeah, the shindalids are coming outside! And they run down the street and everybody's running away from them and they go hiding under their beds also screaming and yelling and crying, we saw shindalids! And they completely left the apartment. And every day the minyan davened there until they felt that they had purified with their words that apartment. They learned Torah over there. And finally, for 6 weeks, you never heard a shindalid. It was almost forgotten. The whole Maizah was almost forgotten. Until 6 weeks later, one night, all of a sudden, again, the people started hearing the shindalids. The screaming and the yelling and the shouting and the loud, scary noises and everybody waking up from their bed in pajamas. And everybody waking up in their pajamas in bed saying, what's that noise that I hear at 3 o'clock in the morning? And again, people saw the shindalids were back in that apartment. Reb Baruch, who lived close by, he also found out what happened. He also heard what happened. Even though nobody was living in that building still. And again, Reb Baruch went to Reb Yoel of Zamoch, his Rebbe, and he told him what's happening. And Reb Yoel said, this time I'm coming myself. And we're going to make a din Torah with judges. We're going to call the shindalids to a judgment in the Beis Din Shel Mata, in the Beis Din from the world. We're going to make a Beis Din of 3 judges. And we are going to call the shindalids to a judgment. And once and for all, we're going to decide what should be with them. And whatever is paskin, they have to listen to. Because things go according to the psak din. If a rav makes a psak din or a beis din makes a psak din, that's the way it is and that's the way things happen. That's the koyach of the Torah. And so Rabbi Yoel himself came now to the apartment with other judges and they sat down on chairs in the apartment and they said, we call to judgment the shindalids who live here in this apartment and in this building. You must come now to the din Torah. And all of a sudden, they filled the apartment, all the shindalids, with their big eyes and their big noses and their big tummies sticking out. And they waddled and they walked and they came over to the judgment. Now, of course, exactly what they look like, we don't know. But shindalas, I'm sure, are not very pleasant to look at. And Reb Yoel said, you were chased away by the minyan. Why did you come back to this apartment? And the leader of the shindalas said, because this, according to the Torah, is our apartment. We live here. So the Torah itself says this is our place to live. So why should we leave it? And Reb Yoel said, explain what you mean. And the leader of the shindalit said, Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel, they're our parents. They didn't have babies. They didn't have children. It's unfortunate. But one thing they did make was a lot of shindalas because of the words they used and the way they spoke and the way they screamed and yelled. They created us. So we're like their children. Maybe we're not exactly their children, but you know, this is what they left behind. And so, if they would have had real children, the real children, they would inherit the parents. They would have the apartment and the building that the parents left to them. So since we are the Shin Dalas they created, and they passed away, so we get the apartment and the building to live, because we are like the children. So this belongs to us. And when the leader of the Shin Dalas in that apartment got done speaking, Rabbi Yael said, but you're making trouble, and you're disturbing, and you're not really the children, and it's not really according to the Torah, this is yours. And then the leader said, but we're listening to our king. The king of the Shin Dalas, Ashmedai, he told us we should be here, and we should have this apartment for ourselves, so we're listening to him. And Rabbi Yael stood up and he said, all of you, including your leader, have to listen to only one, and that's Hashem, and Hashem's Torah. And according to the Torah, you're not really the children, and you're really created by not good ways. And therefore, I order you all to leave once and for all. According to the Koyach of the Torah, you must leave and not disturb others.